much different has it been since obviously you had so many guys go down since the last time we talked to you?
It's been different learning curves, you know, different things as far as, you know, the system of the offense, the details, things of that nature. But the guys are doing well. They're adjusting well to it.
You have to scale back some?
No, the offense is the offense. You know, certain things you can do and try to take advantage of due to personnel situations. But, you know, pretty much we see something, we scheme for it, you know, and then we go after it.
How much do you sort of have to concentrate more on basics with them now, at least with the offense, than maybe you did before?
Just overall everything, because you can't leave it, you know, up for granted, because the guys have been here during the course of the beginning of the year, you know, in training camp and so forth. So you just, everything is just, you just make sure you go over everything. I mean, just any little thing, you just make sure you have it.
What does getting Sterling mean to you in this group and continue?
It's huge, because he gives us leadership. He gives us a presence in the room. He's good, you know, making plays. He's done that before. So having a guy like that, he brings the energy, brings a big smile, and just out here in practice and having fun.
What do you think about the potential of him playing outside more? I mean, you guys have run a lot more two tight end stuff in the last couple of weeks, and how that transition goes for him.
It goes well. I mean, he's been doing it periodically anyway, because sometimes he was stuck outside on third down sometimes anyway, depending on what we were doing. And so he's getting more comfortable there, and to use him inside outside is not a problem, not at all.
With the veterans, Brandon and Odell, out for the year, Sterling has had to take on a bigger role in the leadership. Do you think you've seen that from him over these past few weeks, even in injury?
Yes, I have. In the meeting rooms, he's always there. Doesn't matter what happens with, you know, for his rehab or what he was doing. He was always in the meetings making sure the guys are on this stuff, and he's an enforcer. So today we had some rules that were kind of broken, you know, so he was making sure guys were getting themselves together. So
I think a couple of the guys had talked about, like, that week and a half where you're trying to adjust when all the guys got hurt, that not that your system of discipline went away, but that you kind of got that sense that it was coming back, that the younger guys knew that, you know, all right, nothing's changed now. It's right on you guys to step up. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
It was just transition, and, you know, just because the expectations are the expectations in the room, just because, you know, certain guys go down, you just the next man up mentality, and so it's all hands on deck. And so just because you're younger doesn't give you any leeway. That's just what it is. Your job is to be a professional and learn the situation of football and the material and do what's needed.
Kind of gave that transition, though? You kind of gave him maybe a week a little bit to get ready?
No. No, not at all.
We've seen Odell and Brandon, Dwayne around a little bit. Are they in the meeting room, or are they just focused on, you know, rehab?
Rehab, because their schedule is totally different now, so.
You say rules were broken. Do you mean just in the receiver room, like?
Yes, there's always rules, but then there's rules.
Yes,
and there's certain things, you know, you get called out or something by another coach, you know, that's, you know, you get disgraced, you know, public disgrace in the group. So.
Sterling's the guy who gives out the fines now. He took over kind of for, like, the veteran guys. Is that kind of
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
What do you say to Odell, given the situation?
It's just as you go each and every day, you know, it gets better. It doesn't make it easier, but you have to embrace the grind and just another step, you know, in your stage of life and the progression of life. So everything happens for the reason, but you don't know why. Not to say if you could take that day back, but it is what it is. You have to go through it.
How do you think he's going to come back?
Stronger, better.
Landon said the other day that Odell came in here and brightened the room and provided yes. energy. He had a smile on his face. He raced on the scooter or something like
yes.
that, you know, good-naturedly. He still bears that responsibility to this team,
yes.
even injured. So how does he help this team in that way when he can't help it on the field?
Just when he's around, he's always smiling, and he's actually was better than what I really thought he would be, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I was just like, wow. And as the progression, you know, sending me things, you know, text messaging me things like quotes and things like that. So he's done a great job mentally in the preparation for this. So it's another challenge for him, and he sees it as a challenge. He's a competitor, and so he's going to make sure that he does everything he needs to do.
What's that day like for you? One after another, just going down.
I told the younger guys this has never happened in a gazillion years, not even a million years. So the players are like, wow. Oh, they just, because I don't really respond to a lot of things, you know, like just outburst. And so one time Roger, as they were going down, turned to me and asked who was in the game. I was like, you. There's nobody else there. So that's the big joke in the room. Like, he like, really? There's nobody else. So, but it's just one of those things that really never happens, but it happens. So you just have to move forward.
Over the past few weeks, Evan Engram has gotten a chance to line up at receiver, line up outside. How do you think he's done with that adjustment so far?
He's adjusting well. He's got a lot of room to grow. He works hard out here, so I know that. He puts in the time, he puts in the work, and so I see a good progression with him.
Have you coached him at all? I mean, has he sort of come into your mix, or he's still?
He's still with Coach Gilbright. I farm my own land.
Do you guys cross-train at all, though, with you and Kevin in positions?
Not at all.